Following the government's integrated review of 2020, which recommended a more streamlined and agile military force, medical provision within the British Army is currently being transformed. It is doing this by reorganising the medical services structure as well as repurposing existing medical units. As such, now is an opportune moment to look back as well as forward as the Army refocuses against a backdrop of conflict in Eastern Europe and counter-terrorism more widely. This new series of podcasts takes as its theme the role of the field hospital as a staple of the medical organisation of the British Army over the past 150 years. In the first episode of this series, we heard about the need for and the formation of the field hospital as a feature of the Army's medical organisation to be able to treat casualties in conflict that require more than just routine first aid. Field hospitals exist for more complex cases, and they provide the same standard of medical provision and clinical excellence that you might expect from a regular civilian hospital run by the National Health Service. In this second episode, we turn our attention to 2-2 Field Hospital, or 2-2 Multi-Role Medical Regiment, as has been known since late 2023, as the senior of the two remaining regular field hospitals in the British Army. This field hospital in its various guises has been involved in most UK military operations over the past 100 years, and exists during peacetime as a cadre unit, meaning that it retains a permanent staff of officers and qualified clinical personnel. We asked Rob McIntosh, curator at the Museum of Military Medicine, if he could give us an overview of the history of the unit.
A brief history of 2-2 Field Ambulance. Its origins come out of 2 Clearing Hospital, which was formed in 1914 and saw service in France. From 1915, it was named 2 Casualty Clearing Station, and it retained that title to 1970. Now, in the interim during World War II, it saw extensive service in North Africa, the Middle East, and Italy. One of its noted campaigns, if you like, was the landings at Anzio, where the hospital was right within the beachhead, as it were. So it was very, very close to the fighting, and the hospital took a number of casualties and hits from bombs and artillery, etc. From 1970, it now becomes 2 Field Hospital, and it retains its title to 1986, and it sees a number of operations, a couple examples being Op Shabalah, which was a sort of peacekeeping type operation in Jordan in 1970, Operation Corporate, which was the Falkland Islands War of 1982. It then changes its name to what we know it now as 22 Field Hospital in 1986. And is redesignated in 2023 as a 22 Multi-Role Medical Regiment. Now, between 1986 and 2023, it's involved in all the operations that the British Army has been involved in, from humanitarian operations, Operation Nightingale, 1986 in Nepal, where they set up, helped with the victims of the earthquake there, through to Op Grytrock, the Ebola crisis, where they played a key role in combating that disease. They've been involved throughout the various Balkan operations, Op Telik, and that's Iraq, and Op Herrick in Afghanistan as well. And to bring it right up to date, they were heavily involved in Op Broadside, which was to do with the COVID epidemic of 2019-20.
We heard there from Rob McIntosh about the history of 2-2 Field Hospital over the past 100 years. But what is the organisation like today? 2-2 Field Hospital, or Multi-Role Medical Regiment as it is now known, has been based at Keogh Barracks in Surrey since 2015. Unlike when on deployment, when the clinical facilities are arranged in tents, the hospital's regimental headquarters is housed in a brick building. As a cadre hospital, it features a number of clinical staff, but it also requires administration and a chain of command. We wanted to know how the hospital is organised and what it is like to work as part of the team there. We went right to the top and started with a commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel John Greener, and we asked him if he could describe what a typical day looks like for him.
Like every job, there's no typical day, typical layout. A lot of my time is spent looking after the personnel, the workforce of the unit. I'll handle all of their reporting, their G1 type activities, so making sure they're looked after from a personnel perspective. So G1 means administration. G2 is security. A lot of the operations and planning handled by my RHQ team at regimental headquarters, so I don't have a huge amount of day-to-day involvement with that. I will set the strategic direction for the unit under the direction from the brigade commander that I receive, so I ensure the unit's put on the right path in terms of training, preparation, and planning for whatever activities we've got coming up, but I'll leave that to my planning team, my operations team, to deliver that on a day-to-day basis. I won't generally get involved with that. So in terms of a typical day, it's very reactive at times. Equally, I have to plan out quite a long way in advance because I've got lots of places to visit. I have a squadron up in Preston and I have my unit dispersed over different locations within Aldershot Garrison itself. So it's quite tricky at times to plan a typical day.
Every commanding officer in the army has a second in command, known as a 2IC. At Tutu Field Hospital, that post is occupied by Major Sean Reeve. We asked him what his role entails.
My role as second command of Tutu Field Hospital is pretty much everything, whether it be from a personnel, a G1 perspective, through to equipment, through to training, through to operations. The biggest focus is on looking at the direction that the unit is taking, making sure that they're hitting all of their training and operational outputs, and especially making sure that they've got all the correct equipment to put out our facility in support of UK defence.
Can you describe what a typical day of yours might look like?
So a typical day for myself as a regimental 2IC is hectic, to say the very least, particularly in today's climate. So we currently have people spread all over the world doing various different operations and supporting and training teams around the world. So whether it is preparing a team to go out, whether it is looking at firm base assurances that may be due or coming in, or maybe it's just firefighting whatever emails have come in throughout the day. It's varied. There's a lot of stuff comes in and it keeps you busy.
That was Major Sean Reeve talking about his role of second in command, supporting the organisation of the field hospital. One of the key features of having a field hospital on permanent standby is its readiness to be deployed anywhere in the world, depending on what's happening internationally. Personnel from the field hospital are oftentimes away on exercises, and it falls to the operations officer to organise and manage the efficiency of the hospital. We asked Captain Elliot Digby-Jones if he could tell us more about his role and the challenges he faces.
A normal day as an ops officer varies massively. A lot of the time it is quite reactive in terms of we get lots of tasks and trawls coming through. So that ranges anything from sending medics away to do med cover for exercises or to prep and generate larger scale activities that we have, such as teams out to whether it's Eastern Europe, whether it's to do short-term training teams out in East Africa, or and the various like commitments that one we're sort of directed to and what we've told, you know, big army that that's what we're capable of doing, and also managing the readiness commitment that we have, so the field hospital at readiness. So it's a lot of juggling, a lot of meetings, a lot of making sure that people are prepped and good to go out the door, just overseeing that process and overseeing all the different plates being spun. So that's a normal day, really.
The field hospital has a range of clinical staff on its team, surgeons, anaesthetists, nurses, as you would expect, but the roll call also features other specialist roles vital for the treatment of soldiers, such as pharmacy and biomedical science. Sergeant Faye Lewis is a biomedical scientist with Tutu Field Hospital, while Ged Stanford works as a pharmacist. We asked them both what their roles entailed. Faye Lewis speaks first.
A typical day for me whilst I'm here in the field hospital is I would check on my kit, is set good to use in if we got called up, we're held at 5 days notice to move, so I need to make sure that kit is completely working. I would check it over, make sure that everything that I need to have to hand is to hand. And I also am a senior NCO or non-commissioned officer. That means that I do army tasks as well, which at the moment for me is the ops senior NCO, so any operational requirements we have, be it that from the combat medical technicians or any of the other areas of the other roles within the hospital, I send out any trawls to them. We work out who can go away and fulfill these roles and pass that back to the brigade.
My name is Staff Sergeant Ged Stanford and I'm the farm tech in Tutu Field Hospital.
Can you describe what a typical day looks like for you?
My role at the moment in the Tutu Field Hospital, the baseline is medicines management, which When Stores comes in, the quartermaster's reliance on me for me to ensure that things are placed where they're supposed to, looking at temperature controls, when it comes to controlled drugs, where it's supposed to be stored in according to legislation. But aside that, as a senior soldier, the day-to-day administration of the troops is also within my remit, where I support the sergeant major and then the squadron quartermasters. At the moment, I'm the assistant regimental careers manager, working with him at the moment as well. So I've got varied roles aside my medicines management role that I play as a farm tech.
That was Sergeant Ged Stanford talking about his role as a pharmacist with 22 Field Hospital. The main frontline role for Army medics is working as what is called a combat medical technician, or CMT for short. In a sense, CMTs are the equivalent of civilian first aiders, and their role is to give first aid on the battlefield. This is a specialist trade within the Royal Army Medical Corps. But CMTs do more than just administer first aid by providing medical training and medical support on all kinds of operations and exercises. And they also help with medical evacuation in hostile conditions. We wanted to know more about the day-to-day work of a combat medical technician, and so we spoke with Corporal Kevin Lawrence, who was a CMT until recently, to ask him about the role.
So a typical day for me would involve a certain amount of kit maintenance down at a hangar, ensuring that my medical equipment is ready to go. Also, once that's done, there's a certain amount of soldier management that is required to be done. So we need to make sure that the soldiers are administrated and their training is up to speed, so they're prepared for deployment.
Why did you go down the CMT route after joining the Army?
I went down the CMT route due to the fact that as I was growing up, I watched two television programmes, predominantly one being Soldier Soldier and the other being Casualty. And I felt that going down that route would tick both of those boxes for me.
Time precludes us from exploring every role within 22 Field Hospital, but hopefully the interviewees featured in this episode give a good sense of how the hospital is organised and how people view their roles within the team. 22 Multirole Medical Regiment has come a long way since its predecessor was deployed to Northern France in 1914. However, its personnel remain as committed as their forebears to clinical excellence and the treatment and care of wounded soldiers. Having explored the field hospital at home, as it were, in the next episode of this series, we look at the experience of the field hospital on deployment. We hope you will join us.